If you're there, it's for a purpose. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And we are in the middle of a series of starting the day right, going through some of the blessings of gratitude in the morning, understanding their depth, and understanding that they're not just blessings of gratitude, but they're also powerful lessons. So today I want to focus on one of them, which is a strange language. It says, Baruch Atah Hashem, we bless God, our God, the King of the Universe, Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver. He prepares, he establishes the steps of the human being. On a very basic level, we are thanking God for the ability to walk. We get out of bed in the morning, we've woken up, it's a fresh day, it's a new day, and we acknowledge and are grateful for the ability to get out of bed and to take steps to walk. But there could have been a much simpler way of saying that. Why do we use the phraseology of he establishes the steps of man? But there's a deeper level to this blessing. The deeper level is that God plans the steps of man. He sends us to where we need to be. This could be long term, it could be very short term. It's the principle that the Baal Shem Tov taught us. Everything happens for a reason, everything happens for a purpose. So wherever we land up, that's where we're supposed to be. So I want to share with you two ideas to break that down. The first is, often when people live life, we look at certain experiences or certain places that we go to as only a means to an end. Now, life is designed to live with purpose. That's the deeper understanding of life. That's what brings happiness. That's what really brings a content and balanced person. If we strive for something higher, we strive to live a life of values and purpose. But let's say you need to get something done, so you need to go to a doctor. That's 20 minutes away. So the ride there is just a necessary evil. You'd love to just to spend 2 minutes in the car. But no, you've got to spend 20 minutes. And it's kind of annoying. And it's a means to an end, so it's like a necessary evil. So it's just able to get to the doctor's office. In Judaism, there is nothing that's a means to an end. Wherever we are is where we're meant to be. And the second point, and therefore, wherever we are, we need to live a life of purpose. Even if we're somewhere very, very temporarily. We need to every few minutes be conscious of the fact, what am I doing now to live by my values? What can I do now, something that is really helpful or meaningful while I'm waiting? You get stuck at an airport, you get stuck in you land in the wrong city because that engine trouble or something. What can I do here that I'm to foster my purpose? What can I do here maybe to inspire someone else? There's so many stories of people that got stranded somewhere or landed up in places they were not planning and then discovered something amazing they could do there. But it doesn't have to be something amazing, it just be something small. It could be something that you're there so you find someone to do a favor to, or you learn something and you be able to learn more because you're not back in your office all distracted or whatever the case might be. But how do we do that? One of the ways we do that is by returning to a concept we've talked about many times, and that's to live mindfully. To be very conscious of the fact that there's no means to an end, and therefore also be conscious of the fact that where I am, I have to be not just I'm there for a reason. Where I am, I have to be fully there. Fully there. You know, the Jews, when they were in the desert for 40 years, they traveled from place to place. In fact, they traveled 42 times. And the times they had to remain in different places varied. The longest that they stayed in one place was 19 years. The smallest time that they stayed in one place was 1 day. So they could sometimes stop for a few days, 1 day even, or 19 years. But here's the thing. Everywhere they stopped, they had to build again the Mishkan, the Tabernacle to Hashem. Take it all out of the wrappings, out of all the blankets that they covered it with when they dismantled it, when they left the previous place. Erect it, put it all together, build it again so they should have the Mishkan, they should have that focus point while they're there. In other words, to put it in plain English, wherever they came, it doesn't matter for how long, it was as if they were there forever. If you come somewhere and you think about it as if you're there forever, you have a different perspective. You say, well, okay, so then let me set up some permanence here. What am I going to do? How am I going to be helpful? How am I going to be productive? Because it's not a means to an end. There's no transit in Judaism. Everywhere you are is the destination. But you can only do that if you really focus on not being distracted by what I have to do tomorrow, what I did yesterday, where I was yesterday, where I'm going to be this evening. No, you're here, be fully in the moment. You're here, focus. Ask yourself the question, what can I do to make this stay here purposeful? Maybe I can smile at someone. Maybe I can ask a conversation of someone that just, I don't even know, but looks a bit down. Strike up a conversation. How are you? How are you enjoying the day? Whatever it is, do something meaningful. Because while you're here, this is where you're meant to be and meant to be for a purpose. Our choice is not whether we're going to be there or not. That's God's design. He establishes the steps of man. But are you going to use it out for a purpose? That's up to you. That's our choice. So let's internalize this a little bit. Calm down and relax. Try to remove all distractions. And become aware. Think about where you are. As your eyes remain closed, think about the design of the room where you are. Think about the furniture. And then feel yourself. Feel the part of your body that's sitting on the chair or lying on the bed. Feel the floor that your feet are on top of. Be aware. Think about all these things. Think about where you're right now. What are you feeling? And then turn your attention to your breathing and breathe in and out and focus on your breath. Be aware of the sensation of the air filling up your abdomen. Be aware of the air exiting your lungs, exhaling. Feel it. Feel what it feels like to do those things. Be aware. Notice. We need to try and live generally that way. To notice. Might be in a place for a few minutes, but become aware right away of where you are and perhaps why you're there. Look around you. Notice people. Notice opportunities. Notice the other. Notice yourself. The idea behind this is that by noticing, by focusing, this becomes a permanent moment. You leave go of everything that's before and tomorrow. Just think, what am I doing now? Where am I now? What purpose can I fulfill now? Have a wonderful day.